Nigerian Dr. Oladale Okogun says he originally had doubts about the community program, which gives residents medical supplies and allows community members to decide who will dispense those supplies and the best ways to approach diagnosis and treatment.
I was surprised that communities could do anything. As a natural scientist, I just thought you needed to have science to do those things.
Dr. Okogun is Nigeria's primary investigator for the Special Program for Research and Training in Tropical Diseases. The program is sponsored by international organizations such as the World Bank and the World Health Organization. At this week's International Conference on Primary Healthcare Systems in Africa, held in Burkina Faso, researchers hope to convince policymakers of the effectiveness of their method so they can expand the approach across the continent.
It's the realization that the community can outpace the achievements of a health facility located among, say, 50 villages.
With this approach, the local population nominated people from within the community to distribute donated drugs such as Coartem. Both Okogun and Geneva-based research coordinator Dr. Hans Rimmer say the key factor was community empowerment and the duty and responsibility that those who were nominated felt. The project's communication manager, Jamie Guth, remembers one case she saw in Nigeria.
I talked to a young man who had a wife and a baby, and he was able to treat not only his own son who got malaria, but also other community members.
Though Dr. Rimmer maintains the outlook is good for this type of treatment, he adds that the countries where this method worked are more developed than some other African countries, and he hopes the approach will work in less stable areas
Africa,
too.
These have relatively well-developed health systems. So to what extent this can be translated into areas where the health systems are much, much weaker, so like in the Democratic Republic of Congo and some parts of it, that's still a question, so we have to be careful.
By releasing the findings at this week's conference, Dr. Rimmer says they hope to reach policymakers throughout Africa. More than 500 people from the health and international community are in Burkina Faso this week to participate in the WHO-sponsored conference. For VOA News, this is Ricky Shryock in Dakar.